From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, a judge rules that a human embryo can be considered a person, and doctors worry that will affect the future of in vitro fertilization. But first, is the government adequately monitoring new drugs? In Washington this week, senators are considering whether the Food and Drug Administration is doing its job in protecting the public. This after scandals involving painkillers Vioxx and Celebrex, which were found to cause heart attacks and strokes. Earlier this week, a new drug for multiple sclerosis was pulled from the market. NPR's Joanne Silberner covers the FDA. I talked with her earlier about how this will affect the future of the agency. Joanne, the FDA has been under fire for a while now with other drugs such as Vioxx and Celebrex. With this drug, the multiple sclerosis drug, did the FDA approve this drug too quickly?
Not really. There was only a year's worth of data on people, and that sounds short. But multiple sclerosis is a really serious disease, and this drug reduced relapses 66% compared to a placebo, and that's significantly better than any of the other drugs currently on the market were able to do against a placebo.
When did the FDA first begin noticing problems with this new drug, Tysabri?
Well, the drug went on the market in November, and the FDA noticed it after that when the companies came to the agency and said, look, we've had a death and we've had an illness. Now, the two people who had a problem, both of them were taking a second drug, a second multiple sclerosis drug. With that drug alone, there were no problems noticed, and with Tysabri alone, there was no problem noticed. It could be something about the combination. It could also be a fluke, although with something this rare, you really have to investigate it.
But, Joanne, what is an acceptable level of serious side effects with a drug like this? With Vioxx, with Celebrex, it was hundreds, if not thousands, of people who had problems that the drugs caused. But in this case, you're saying there were only two instances.
But many fewer people take this drug. It was tested in 3,000 people, and the estimate now is about 5,000 people have taken it. So 2 in 5,000 is high. With multiple sclerosis, people may be willing to take the risk, but they need to know what that risk is.
So I imagine this was not an easy decision for these companies to pull this drug from the market.
No, they really, when they pulled it, their stocks really plummeted. These companies, one is Biogen IDEC, and the other is Elan. They were making a lot of money from this drug. It cost more than $20,000 a year. There was great hope for it for more. Yes, it was a tough decision.
Any chance we'll see the drug?
Yeah, very possibly. Company officials have said that they're investigating what caused problems and whether they can identify the people who are likely to have problems, and then maybe they can bring it back.
So the companies voluntarily pulled this drug. What does this say about the FDA and the FDA's approval process?
Well, I think the FDA probably would have asked them to pull it had the companies not come to the agency with the offer. In this case, the process worked. The FDA, though, is definitely under the gun on Capitol Hill. There are those two Senate hearings this week looking at whether the agency is protecting the American public. And they're really being scrutinized because what you have now is the group within the agency that's responsible for pulling drugs off the market is closely associated with the group that approves the drug. And the idea is make that office more independent.
Is it possible, though, given the recent scandals involving Vioxx and Celebrex and the FDA, that the FDA and these companies are acting too rashly, that they're not letting people make an informed decision, as you say, that it might be worth the risk for people suffering from this disease?
There are FDA observers who do think that the agency is now going to be so careful that it's going to keep drugs from the market. I think we have to wait and see if that's going to hold out.
NPR's Joanne Silberner in Washington. Thanks, Joanne.
Thank you.